across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Virginie Shonta.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, and I'm now live with my guest, Beth Green. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Good. Thank you to be with us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, Beth. Can you tell us a bit more about what you do, actually, what you do for a living?
Yeah. So I work at Centre 33, which is a charity that works across Cambridge and Peterborough, and it supports young people with a range of needs around their emotional and practical support that they might need.
And go on then. Yeah,
we've been based in Cambridge for a long time, and we've recently, over the last 10 to 4 years, moved out into the rest of Cambridgeshire. So we are now working in Ely, Huntingdon, Wisbeach, and Peterborough as well as most of the secondary schools and other community venues such as GP surgeries and youth centres.
Okay. Since how long you said the centre exists?
We are fast approaching our 40th birthday, which is 2 years from now. So we've now been 39 years. So
can you explain us and for our listener a bit more about what do actually Centre 33?
Absolutely, no problem at all. So Centre 33 is a completely open access service, and we have our someone to talk to service is completely open access. We offer support to any young person that comes through the door who's 13 to 25, and it can be anything they want to talk about, but normally it's around five main issues, either something around their mental health, maybe they're stressed or feeling they've got a low mood or isolated. It could be about their housing situation. They could be homeless or at risk of being homeless, or where they're living isn't great for them. Maybe young people also come in around their financials. Mm-hmm. They need a bit of help with their finances or employment that they're trying to get, or their education. And we also do a lot around sexual health. So we have free condoms. We do chlamydia testing, pregnancy testing, and a range of other support around relationships.
Wow.
So that's our someone to talk to service. And we support about 1,500 young people come through that service a year. And they just literally come to one of our five centres that I listed, and they drop in and they meet one of our key workers that will sit down with them for about an hour and make a plan. And sometimes that's enough for young people, and sometimes that we can solve and support them through that. But in other times, we can then refer them on to some of our more specialist support. So we have counsellors, we have a specialist housing support, and we also have a bespoke, highly intensive support for some young people that want support getting into employment, additional support around that.
Wow, excellent. So for example, if my teenager is not feeling well for the reasons you've been talking about earlier, how does it work? Should I come with her and make an appointment? Can she come alone? How does it work?
No, we want to make it as easy as possible for young people to access our service. The easiest way is probably just to look on our website and turn up at one of our centres when we're open. We're open about 44 hours a week across the five different centres, and they can literally pop up and then they'll meet someone there and then in one of the open access. Mm-hmm. If that's not for them, they can phone our number, which is 0333 414 1809. They could email us at our help at centre33.org.uk. They could visit our website, or indeed they could message us by any of our social medias, which is Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We want to make it as easy as possible for young people to access our service.
Absolutely, yeah, I can tell. Is it confidential? I bet teenagers are probably sometimes a bit scared of talking about, let's say, their sexual health or stuff. Is it 100% confidential for them?
It is 100% confidential, unless there is, the only exception would be if there was a concern that the young person raised, and we thought it was about it was about their safety or the safety of others. But the vast majority, 99%, are confidential, and we would always let a young person know if we couldn't hold that confidentiality.
And are the parents involved as well? Do you talk to the parents as well, or is it only based for the teenager, like we said, between 13 and 25 years old?
That really depends on the young person. Okay. We do everything with the young person's lead. We know how important the parent role is for the young person, but sometimes young people want a space to talk away from parents and an independent, independent space. So we would very much take the young person's lead on that. But the counselling would be with the young people. So we are a young person's service, but sometimes it helps to have a conversation with a parent and help facilitate that. But it is the young person who leads that decision making.
Of course, yeah. And you were saying earlier, Beth, then you have more than 1,000 young people, I would say, coming to your centres. How many people are working with you, actually? Are they all professional?
Yeah. So I just talked really about our main sort of cornerstone service, which is someone to talk to, drop in. But we also do run a young carers project, which is supporting young people who have caring responsibilities at home. And it's very similar needs. They're all young people, very similar needs that they're raising. But it's a bit more long-term support, and we do a lot more respite and fun activities with them. And the other service we do is also we run just pure counselling in a number of schools. So across all of those three services, we have about 35 paid members of staff coming with a whole wealth of experience of working with young people and professional qualifications, such as youth workers or counsellors or coaches. Mm-hmm. And we're also heavily reliant on volunteers.
That was my next question, actually.
Yeah.
do you need volunteers? Yeah. How many do you have? How does it work if you want to work with you and be volunteers? How does it work?
We're always keen for volunteers. So we're always, if you've got skills and want to work with young people or you want to do any of a number of other tasks to support us, we're very keen to hear from you. Currently, we have about 40 volunteers. Some are really like trained counsellors, but others help facilitate some of our young carers group works. Others that play a very important role in our drop-ins by welcoming the young people, making cups of tea, answering the phones. We have volunteers that help with our maintenance of our buildings. We have other volunteers that fundraising. So we have an array of volunteers that are always keen. If you are interested in volunteering for Centre 33 across any of our hubs, we'd love to hear from you. And the easiest way to do that is to look at our website, and there's a link there.
Mm-hmm. And also, I can see on your website that if you teenager or young people having a mental health crisis, or you worried you might hurt yourself, you do have like a help now. Online services or fun services, like for emergency.
Yes, so Centre 33 isn't a crisis service, but we do support young people in their needs. So if a young person feels that they're at threat or life, then they probably need to ring the 111 option 2, which is an emergency number. But if it's not an emergency and they want support, then we're able to offer that, or we're able to help facilitate access to some services. But if it's an emergency, then they need to ring the 111 option 2.
Of course.
But we can certainly help with the bigger picture, because things don't come in isolation, do they? So it's often a longer term plan if someone is feeling very low.
Absolutely. So if you are a young person in Cambridgeshire or Peterborough up to the age of 25 and want some information, advice or support, you have to go to see Centre 33. Can you give us again all our listeners need to have the number and the website, please, Beth?
So the website is www.centre33.org.uk, and our telephone number is 0333 414 809.
Beth Green, thank you so much to take some time off work today to talk to me on Cambridge 105 Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.